Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Ruven Hoffman, Ubari Hoffman. We have two subjects that we want to discuss on the program this week. The first are the massive fires being set by Arab Muslim Nazi terrorists throughout the land of Israel. Thousands of Israeli Jews are homeless now. Hundreds of homes have been burned and destroyed. Hundreds of fires have been set all over Israel. And the pathetic response of the Israeli government and the Israeli authorities. And what is our solution? That's the first subject we're going to be discussing. And the second subject we're going to discuss is the fact that Donald Trump actually now has lost the popular vote in the election by over 2 million votes. He lost the election by over 2 million votes. This silly, antiquated electoral college has given him a technical victory. But the fact is, the people voted against him. The American people voted against him by millions of votes. So we're going to be discussing that as well. We're also going to be discussing his latest flip-flops and the latest things that he's been involved with that, of course, should be a matter of concern to all of us. But first, the Muslim terrorist arsons throughout Israel. Hundreds of major fires have been set throughout the land of Israel by Muslim terrorists. Thousands of Israeli Jews are now homeless because of these terrorist arsons. Over 25%, over a quarter of the residents of Haifa, in English Haifa, which is the third largest city in Israel, over a quarter of the residents of Israel's third largest city, Haifa, had to evacuate their homes because of these fires. Dozens of Arab Muslim terrorist arsonists have been arrested, have been caught in the act, on the spot, while they were trying to set these fires. Dozens of these Arab Muslim terrorists have been arrested. And so you may ask, what's the solution to this? Thousands of people losing their homes, Israeli cities, neighborhoods, and towns paralyzed by massive fires, tremendous threats to Israel's security and to public safety, obviously. And you have Muslim terrorists who are deliberately trying to murder as many Jews as possible. They're trying to slaughter Jews by burning them alive, literally by setting fires to their homes and their businesses and their communities, trying to burn men, women, and children alive. What would be the response to this type of terrorism, you must wonder? Well, the Israeli government, again, has arrested dozens of these Arab terrorists who've been caught in the act. And nothing very serious is being done to them. Some of them have already been released on bail, smiling before the television cameras. Smiling! What a farce. What a pathetic, farcical situation. If we were ever in power, if there was a miracle from Hashem, from God, and we were ever in power in Israel, Arab terrorists would automatically be given the death penalty. Death penalty for Arab terrorists. Death penalty for Arab terrorist arsonists. Anyone using Molotov cocktails or any other device to set fires to people's homes and businesses and buildings. Arab Muslim terrorists doing this would face the death penalty. In fact, I think, frankly, that some of these Arab terrorists should themselves be thrown into the fire. They want Jews to burn in fires, they should be thrown into the fire. I believe in giving people justice, true justice, and in giving people what they want to do to innocent people. Evil people should have done to them what they want to do to innocent people. But instead, there is no real punishment. There is no justice. Everything is a farce in Israel because you have Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister, Naftali Bennett, the so-called education minister, the so-called defense minister, Avigdor Lieberman, all cowards and phonies and frauds. Not one of them has an ounce of integrity or honesty or decency or principles. And so Israel is burning. And the Arab world and the Muslim world are celebrating. Headlines in all the Arab and Muslim newspapers: Israel is burning, the Jews are burning. Headlines on Arab television, on Arab and headlines in the Arab radio stations, throughout the Arab media, and on Arab social media, celebrating, saying the Jews are burning, Israel is burning, showing maps of all of Israel burning. And the Arab terrorist nations like Jordan and Egypt then saying, oh, we'll send some firemen over to help you put out the fires. You know, this is like the mafia killing somebody, executing somebody, and then attending the funeral and saying we have to do this to show respect for the dead, even though they're the ones that caused the murder, that they're the ones that are responsible for the funeral. There is no sanity in Israel. We have a people that acts like a defeated nation, and leaders that have been defeated and that are traitors, self-hating leaders. They have to go. And many Israeli Jews are very responsive and receptive to our message when we reach them. The problem is, can we reach enough of them? We only could reach thousands of people with our limited budget. If we could reach millions, we would change Jewish history. We would have a mass movement. Many Jews would turn to us at this point if we could reach them with our message. Because our message does resonate with every single Israeli Jew that has an ounce of common sense. So, let's work together. Let's try to reach as many as we can. Try to help us in our campaign to reach these Jews. And that's the best thing you can do for the state of Israel and for the Jewish people. The second story that we want to speak about this week is Donald Trump again. We've spoken before, of course, about him losing the popular vote. He won on a so-called technicality. You ever hear criminals say they got off on a technicality? Donald Trump won on a technicality, this antiquated, ridiculous electoral college. That's how he won. But he lost the popular vote by over 2 million votes. Hillary Clinton... We don't like Hillary Clinton either. But Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump by over 2 million votes. Hillary Clinton got over 64 million votes. Donald Trump got only 62 million votes. 64 million to 62 million. 48% to 46% of the popular vote. 48% for Clinton, 46% for Trump. That's the latest figures we have now. Again, 64 million for Clinton, 62 million for Trump. That's the total vote. So most Americans have voted against Trump. Is that a legitimate presidency? Is that really the will of the people and the choice of the people? Of course it isn't. The will of the people was to vote against it. He lost the election. If you're going to base it on who got the most votes and how the people really wanted this to pick their leader. He lost the election, in all fairness. And imagine if the opposite had happened. Imagine if Hillary Clinton had lost the popular vote by over 2 million votes and Donald Trump had won the but Hillary Clinton had won the Electoral College vote. In other words, Hillary Clinton was elected because of a technicality in this antiquated, ridiculous Electoral College. Hillary Clinton gets in, but Donald Trump had millions more popular votes. Can you imagine if that was the situation? In other words, the reverse of what really happened. Trump and the Trumpsters would be screaming day and night. We'd be hearing about how the elections are rigged and everything is rigged. Trump always said the elections are rigged. When Ted Cruz was beating him in the primaries and caucuses, he said the elections were rigged. They weren't rigged. In fact, they weren't rigged against him. They were rigged in his favor. He should never have gotten the nomination. He got the nomination unfairly. The media deliberately rigged everything in his favor, blacking out any news about any of his 16 opponents and only focusing on him day and night. The election, the nomination battle and the primary battle was rigged in his favor. And yet he complained about it all the time. And the general election was rigged in his favor. He lost the general election. He lost. Most of the people voted against him. Most of the people voted for another candidate. By millions of votes. How is that fair? And again, I ask you, what would happen if it had been the other way around? What would Donald Trump and the Trumpsters be saying? What would he be tweeting now if it had been the other way around? And before the election, he was already saying the election is rigged, that he thinks the election is going to be rigged. He was already saying that before. He didn't expect to win. And he really didn't win. In all fairness, he really didn't win. This is just by a technicality. He manages to get in and become president. What a farce this is. It's a farce. And when Clinton starts a recount, again, I hate Hillary Clinton. She's an evil beast. I can't stand her. And we hate her. And we certainly did not support her. But when she calls for a recount in three states, he says, "What a scam. How dare you call for a recount? The people have spoken." The people have spoken against Donald Trump. And the recount in those three states, which would only affect their electoral college outcome, because the popular vote already went against Trump. He lost the popular vote. The total popular vote, the total national popular vote, he lost by over 2 million votes. 64 million to 62 million. He lost. But as far as the electoral college, Clinton and others are challenging it now and are asking for a recount. He is tweeting, how dare you ask for a recount? He's complaining about people asking for a recount? This is the guy who always accuses everybody of rigging everything against him, when in fact, since the day he was born, everything was rigged in his favor. He was born to a very rich father with a silver spoon in his mouth, never had to work really hard a day in his life, was a draft dodger, got his father to get him out of the Vietnam War. All of his life, was a rich boy, getting all the benefits of wealth and power, never knowing what it's like to truly struggle in life. And not even managing it well. Going bankrupt four times. His history is not such a great history, to say the least. And now he's considering David Petraeus, that anti-Semite, that anti-Israel piece of garbage, who gave national security secrets to his mistress. He's considering making Petraeus Secretary of State, God forbid. Petraeus, who took national security secrets, classified information, and gave it to his mistress, and pleaded guilty. He pleaded guilty. He admitted it. He's going to be made Secretary of State. I thought Trump was so concerned, and Hillary Clinton also was involved in criminal activity with her email, There's no question about that. But Petraeus pleaded guilty. He admitted that he did wrong. He admitted he broke the law. He admitted he endangered national security. He admitted to all this. And after Trump complaining about Hillary Clinton all this time, now he's going to make David Petraeus the Secretary of State. What hypocrisy. And of course, it looks like he's going to make James Mattis, another Jew hater, another enemy of Israel, that he's going to make him Secretary of Defense. Things are not looking good. Things are not looking good. Now, if he surprises us and adopts a pro-Israel policy and surprises us on Iran and surprises us, of course, we would reverse course. We're basing our positions against him. And we did during the campaign based on what he himself has said on his publicly stated positions, which are bad positions. That is what we based our opposition to him on. If he surprises us and does something different from what he said he was going to do in the campaign, and becomes pro-Israel, then we will reverse course and we will defend him then at that point. But right now, it doesn't look good. It looks like what we warned about is beginning to unfold. It looks like it's coming true. He's already reversed himself on every single issue, back and forth, three or four times he's reversed himself on issue after issue. It just isn't looking good. And you know, they had a gathering of hundreds of neo-Nazis, all types of Nazis, open Nazis, openly quoting Hitler and speaking in German. These are Americans, but they're using German Nazi propaganda phrases and talking about the Jews not being human. This is the type of speeches they were making at a gathering in Washington. They rented a hall in Washington, D.C. to celebrate Donald Trump's victory. all of these Nazis. Why do so many Nazis love Donald Trump? Why does David Duke support Donald Trump? Why does the Klan support Donald Trump? Why does Louis Farrakhan support Donald Trump? Why do all the haters, the most vicious haters, the most vicious anti-Semites, why do they support Donald Trump? Very simple. Because Donald Trump is legitimizing their Nazi hate mongering, their Nazi hatred. He is making them mainstream, and that is very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous for the future of America and the Western world. God will destroy America if America goes against his people, goes against the Jews. I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee. I will curse them that curse thee. And so, things are happening in a way which should be of grave concern to people who care about the survival of America, Israel, and Western civilization. It's not going well. It's not going well. Trump is already saying, by the way, his wall. He said there would be a wall throughout the southern border, except in the areas where you have water, where you like the Rio Grande. But the rest would all be a big, huge wall, he said. A big, huge wall that he would build. Now he's already saying it's going to be, that in many areas it's going to be a fence. So he's selling, even on the wall he's selling out. He's selling out on everything. He's selling out on everything. Look, I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Believe me, I would want to be wrong. You know how much I love Israel. I'd love to be wrong about Trump being anti-Israel and him doing anti-Israel things and picking anti-Israel people. I hope I'm wrong. And if I am wrong, I will reverse course and JTF will be defending Trump if that happens. But I don't think so. I don't think so. It's not looking good at all. He's selling out. And even the Trumpsters, I think, eventually, I think, if they have any integrity, will wind up being disappointed by this if they have any integrity. Because he promised them such grandiose promises of making America great again and so on. I don't think that things are going to improve with the policies he's advocating. $1 trillion in infrastructure building? That's left-wing socialist economics. That's Keynesian economics. That goes against everything that free market conservatives have always stood for. We in JTF need to be here to tell the truth and stand for the truth and fight for the truth. We have to warn the people of Israel about the grave danger they're facing. Look at what's happening now. Hundreds of fires all over Israel. Thousands of people losing their homes. And the Israeli government standing there talking about it's terrorism and we're going to take stern action. And they're doing nothing. It's all a farce. Always bluff. Always bluffing. Always a farce. We need to be there to wake the people of Israel up. And we need to be here to tell the truth to the American people as well. That's why JTF is so important. We got to work together as a team to make a difference here. Four things that we need. Number one, we need you to help us by being active on our main page. JTF.org is our main page in English. The Hebrew main page, hayamin.org. Number two, we need you to promote the Hebrew and English videos. Every time you see our videos up, please do everything you can to promote them. Number three, this is actually the most important one. I should have started with this one. We need your prayers. Please pray for our success. Number four, we need your financial support. If only we could reach more people in Israel with our message, we would change Jewish history. There's no question about it. If you change Jewish history, you change the history of the world. Because, as God said, because the salvation is of the Jews. And God, as God himself refers to Israel, the apple of his eye, the whole world is affected by what happens to that country. That little country in the Middle East. So we need your help. Checks, money orders, cash donations sent to our post office box do make a difference. God bless the great JTFers that are helping us. Or if you prefer to do it with your credit card online through PayPal, just as good. Makes no difference at all. You just go to hayamin.org, our Hebrew main page. On top there's a donate button. And you click on the donate button. And in a couple of minutes, you can very conveniently donate online. We need your help. Let's work together as a team. We can make a difference. We're warning people in Israel now, and we're getting a response by doing so. But we need your help to promote this and reach enough people before it's too late. Join with us. Let's fight together. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.